Now, in Indiana, the following schools are closed: Franklin, St. John's Lutheran, Switzerland County, and Cloverport. Now, these schools are open. I repeat, the following schools are open. Jefferson County Public and Catholic Schools are open, except for Strathmore Preschool. Holy Angels open 1 hour late today. Kentucky State University in Frankfort open. Springdale Preschool open. In Indiana, South Harrison School open. Buses will be 1 hour late. North Central Harrison open. Buses 1 hour late. Providence open. Spring Valley open. Paoli open 1 hour late. Roush Preschool and Workshop open. New Albany, Floyd County, kindergarten through grade 6, no school. Classes will be given on the radio, but all elementary teachers should report. Students in grade 7 through 12 should report. For grade 7 through 12 in New Albany, Floyd County, bus transportation will be provided where conditions permit. I repeat that. New Albany, Floyd County, kindergarten through grade 6, no school. Classes will be given on radio, but all elementary teachers should report. Students in grade 7 through 12 should report. Now, Greater Clark County schools will be open, as well as West Clark Community Schools open. Also, the Ford truck plant will be closed Monday due to parts shortage. And that's the condition we have on the various closings in Kentuckiana. We'll keep you updated as we get more information. Wacky Kentuckiana weather from our direct line to the National Weather Service. Partly cloudy, cold this morning, low 5 to 10 above zero. Partly sunny, not as cold today, high of 25. I wish it was 75. Tonight's low 5 to 10 above zero. Tomorrow night's low 15 degrees. Currently 8 degrees from WAKY. WAKY. All you got to do is build a snowman, then tell Wacky Sarge Snow about it, and maybe get a TV game set. Details within minutes. 141 Wacky. The Wacky Talk Show is coming up.
Partly cloudy and cold this morning. Low 5 to 10 above. Partly sunny and not as cold today. High 25. I'm Sherry Kendall, Action Information.
Wacky and Trig Black present a very special evening with Burton Cummings and Kessler's Friends Monday, February 21st at Memorial Auditorium. How do you spell college? Well, if you're a high school junior or senior, you might spell it N-R-O-T-C. Ask your local Navy recruiter how you can be someone special in the new Navy. For birth control information, pregnancy testing, counseling, referrals, Planned Parenthood is just a phone call away at 584-2471. Recording for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that provides free recorded educational books to visually handicapped kids. You can help by sending money to Recording for the Blind, Box 7733, Louisville.
Mike Griffin, 79, WKKY, Louisville. The Wacky Talk Show's on the air. It's now going everywhere. The Wacky Talk Show's on the air. Yeah, yeah.
Ah, good morning, everybody. It's 5 minutes after 2. Wow. Good morning. What a great day this is. The 31st day of January 1977, Monday morning. And what can I say? Don't we have troubles? Don't we have trouble, trouble, trouble? I wish I could write songs. I'd write a song about all this. This would be great. If I could write a song. A song. A song. Well, I see that King Kong is going to be on, I think, the weekend after next on TV, the old version. And, of course, the new version is currently playing at all the theaters. I understand it's reached its break-even point. From now on, it'll be making bucks. First 17 days, it took in $56 million. And that's exactly what the movie costs, so from now on, it's going to be breaking even. Now, the reason I talk about King Kong is I don't think it's right that they filmed the new King Kong in the World Trade Center, even though that this is the tallest building in New York City. Is it the tallest building in New York City or the tallest in the world? I can't remember. I think it's in the world. Well, anyway, King Kong, of course, had to climb to the highest point in the city with his loved one so he could protect her. But it wasn't right because they should have done it on the Empire State Building again. Do you realize that there will never be a building built like the Empire State Building again? All the marble and all the beautiful stonework and everything in that. By the way, the Empire State Building was 4 years old when the original King Kong was done. 4 years old. But there'll never be a building like the Empire State Building built again. Now, the World Trade Center, of course, is bigger. But it's designed to have greatest space efficiency. It's not designed for its beauty. The Empire State Building, they were into art then. In the late 20s, early 30s, they were into designing buildings like art. I don't guess they can ever build a building like that in Louisville. I understand Manhattan Island is a solid rock, so it's easy to put the foundation down for those big skyscrapers like that. I think the Empire State Building's 1,200 feet tall or something. But Louisville, I understand, has a... I don't know, somebody told me there's a cavern under Louisville, and the hotels in the downtown area used to draw their water from it. And I think after the 37 flood, it became contaminated. Either that or that was the only good source of water, and they drew it down so low that it never did come back. But I understand that there was a well under the city in a big limestone cavern, and for that reason, they can't build buildings like the ones they can build in New York on Manhattan Island. Now, I don't know that if that's true or not. I don't have that on good authority, but that's what I heard. But Kentucky's covered with caves, so it's possible, I suppose, that there's a big cave under the city of Louisville. That's what I heard. Like Mammoth Cave, most notably. And, of course, I think it was Sand Cave that Floyd Collins got killed in. He was trying to find out if this cave connected up with Mammoth Cave and explored. There's a whole bunch of caves down there. If you've ever been to Cave City, you've seen all the signs for the different caves. Floyd Collins was an explorer back in 1925 who was trapped in a cave, and he made national news. Everybody was following the saga of Floyd Collins. And there's a few years ago on NBC Saturday Night at the Movies, there was a movie on with Kirk Douglas. Now, Kirk was a guy who was building this thing up and making it carnival. There's another guy caught in a cave, but it was set out west, and the guy was going in there to get Indian artifacts, and he was trapped, and he eventually died because they made so much of a carnival out of it, and people were just seeing who could be the biggest hero when it comes to the rescue. Well, it was the same thing with Floyd Collins here in Kentucky back in 1925. People were just trying to gain glory. Otherwise, they might have saved him, but he's trapped in there by a big rock, and he eventually died of pneumonia, and they got him out 5 days after he died, and he was frozen solid, of course. Not so much for Floyd Collins. But I bring that up for no particular reason except to show you that cold can kill. And we sure have the cold. I hope you've been cold in your homes. I hope you have those thermostats down on 65 degrees and 60 at night. Because we sure have a mess. A-M-E-double-S-triple-S-S-S-S-mess. It is really bad. I do hope you've been cold. I've had to give up lying around the house in my underwear because we had to turn the thermostat down. And I understand now we're using up the supply of gas slated for the industry for summer to heat our homes. So I hope you're taking every conservation method possible. Well, this is an open line this morning on the Wacky Talk. Oh, yes, I wanted to mention Roots. Roots was on the last episode tonight. It was a very good program. One bitter note about the show. In Arkansas, some racial fights broke out in the school there when some black and white kids exchanged remarks about the program. Well, anyway, that's neither here nor there. That's just something that happened that kind of marred the program. Well, NBC reported that, so maybe they were just trying to take away from ABC's glory with putting that on. But it really was a good show. 10 minutes after 2 o'clock on the Wacky Talk Show, good morning, you're on the air.
What's it all about today?
What's it all about, Alfie?
Alfie.
Alfie. You know, when I graduated from high school, I had a minister come to speak, and I never could figure out what he was trying to say, but he was explaining that song, Alfie, to us. He would go along and he'd speak a little bit, what's it all about? He couldn't sing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he'd have sang it. He'd go along saying, what's it all about, Alfie? And then he'd explain something that we needed to know to guide us through our lifetime, but I never could figure out what he was talking about. And I guess you can't figure out what I'm talking about either.
Okay. I never heard the word Alfie.
Mm-hmm. Alfie, you've never heard that song by Dionne Warwick?
Oh, yeah, America.
What's it all about?
Yeah.
Alfie, she's asking Alfie about life.
Yeah.
See, and this minister was trying to tell us all about life, except I couldn't understand what he was talking about.
You couldn't?
No.
Was he some kind of mastermind or something?
No, he just didn't make any sense, that's all.
He didn't.
He tried to help us kids.
How old was he when he tried to explain?
Well, I was graduating from high school.
Oh, you were?
That's right.
How old was you?
I was just 17. You know what I mean.
Mm.
What's on your mind this morning?
Say what?
What's on your mind? It's an open line this morning. We're talking about anything.
Anything. Yeah, I heard you talking about this King Kong movie. You say you didn't like it because of the Empire State Building.
No, I think they should have filmed the new one on the Empire State Building, too.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's like the old one.
That's right.
It don't seem right.
They don't have a name. The Empire, that sounds powerful. The World Trade Center doesn't sound powerful. But the Empire State Building.
They made just about as much money off of it, though, as they did the old one, didn't they?
No, I don't think they made as nearly as much on the old one as they're going to make on the new one. Right now, they're at the break-even point on the new one, $56 million. So now, from here on in, they're just anything is pure profit. This program, this movie has been promoted. Oh, wow.
Have you went and seen the movie yet?
I haven't seen the new one.
You ain't?
You know that King Kong's teeth in the original movie were 14 and a half inches around, the molars?
14.
14 and a half inches around, 4 inches high.
Who's the man that plays King Kong?
It's not a man, it's a machine.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. The $6 million robot.
A 6 foot one and a little one?
I think they have a small one, and then there's a big 40 foot one they constructed,
but
too.
What was that small one for? They never did play in nothing.
I don't know.
They had to build it for something.
Of course, there is a man dressed up. There is a couple of scenes where a man wears the suit. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy yourself this morning. It's been good talking to you. Wacky, hello.
Yeah, this is Tracer.
Hi, Tracer.
Yeah.
Is that from the movie Logan's Run? Is that why you call yourself Tracer?
Huh?
Do you call yourself Tracer because of Logan's Run?
No.
Where they fired those Tracer bullets at the people trying to get away?
My name's Tracy. That's why I call myself Tracer.
Ah, you see, I try to read something significant into everything.
Yeah, well, what do you think about Freddie Prinze killing himself?
Well, don't know quite what to think.
No.
I seemingly had everything. Just like Richard Corey.
Yeah. Well, if they continue the show, who do you think will get to take his place?
I don't know. I heard that they'd offered it to several people before. They selected Freddie Prinze, and several people had turned it down. So maybe...
They ought to get Tony Orlando, because he looks exactly like him almost.
Well, I don't think they'll take Tony Orlando away from his hit TV show.
Yeah.
I think they'll just let it die. Program die.
Just like Freddie Prinze, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, my brother and sister wants to talk.
All right. So we hear the national... Hi. Yes?
After the talk show, could you probably... Did you boogie with your baby for me?
Call me then and remind me, otherwise I forget. Thank you for calling. Wacky, hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, who's this?
Karen.
Hi.
I called to ask you, did you watch the movie Room?
Yes.
What did you think of it?
Well, I liked it.
Did you think it was right about how the slaves back then got beat and everything?
How the slaves got beat? Of course it's not right. I mean, how could that be right?
Well, you know, back then they thought it was right.
Well, we don't even do that to animals now.
Yeah, I mean,
let alone doing it to a man.
I thought it was cruel.
It was, definitely. But apparently that's the way things were.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I thought it was a very interesting movie myself.
Yeah, well... If you look through human history, you'll see that there's a, I don't know, all through history, there's a certain segments of society, certain places, there's just a disrespect for human life. For example, ancient Rome, they had slaves there that were treated poorly, and also the people who went into the gladiators and the Christians, all beaten and maimed, and of course in Germany in World War II. And then in this country, during this time of slaves. I'm glad we progressed.
Yeah, I'm glad that we finally got the freedom. I've seen the last part of the night, and I really got happy that they got their freedom.
Yeah, I'd like to see, I don't know, I guess that was a natural place to end it, but I'd like to see it brought up more. Of course, they did have the thing bringing up to current times, but I'd like a little more detail.
Yeah, I would like to see them get, you know, coffee stuff and stuff, and see how they settled in.
Well, I've got the book. I'm going to have to read the book now. Okay. I read a condensed version.
The book's probably better than the movie.
I read a condensed version, and it just covered the first part of it, and it was better. So I'm looking forward to reading the book now.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get it, too. You're talking about seeing the movie.
Yeah. Get it out of a book club. It's cheaper that way.
Yeah. Has your water frozen up on you yet?
No, it's been pretty good. It hasn't frozen at all.
Ours froze up on ours. And we had to go a little bit over a week without, you know, running water.
Oh, wow.
And the water company finally came out and followed after we bugged them enough.
Have you been keeping your thermostats down?
Well, been trying, but neighbors across the street, their furnace went out. And their boys staying up here with us because they haven't got no heat over there. But we've been cutting it back down.
Well, that's good. Glad to see people are sticking together through this thing. You know, the weather patterns in the world have changed, and they're blaming it partly on the sunspots. We're in a sunspot low now, and we're supposed to start picking up sunspots, but they're late starting up again. They think it might be related to that some way.
Yeah, because of the warmer weather gets here. I heard it's supposed to have three more winters like this.
That's what I heard.
Oh, and I
hope not. I also heard the weather pattern may be shifting permanently to where one out of three winters instead of one out of ten winters is a horrible winter like this one is.
One out of three.
Yeah. In coming years. Maybe you were headed for... I heard some women talking. I was at the hospital visiting, and I heard some women talking, saying that this is the end of the world.
Mike?
Yes.
My mother wants to talk to you for a minute.
Sure.
I want to know, do you think this going to the moon and all this has caused all this bad weather in
there? I don't think going to the moon did. There's a theory out that claims that the weather patterns are shifting because of the heat from the cities.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cities are they're big hot spots around cities because of all the industrial heat and everything.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, it affects the weather some way. But what has caused this? Is the jet stream above the Earth has slipped down, and it's blowing across the central United States now, or something like that. And it's dipped down. It's not its regular height, and they think it might be in some way related to sunspots too.
Well, how do you think this is going to affect the factories here in Louisville?
Well, it's already affected them, I think.
Yeah, you think that it's going to put.
Well, I hope not.
Today, do you think it's going to put more people out of work?
I hope not, but I'm afraid it's going to. I think the governor should have closed the schools. If all these reports we're hearing about how short we are in gas are correct, I think the governor should have closed the school so that gas could be had for the factory so people could work.
Well, if they do close the schools, how long do you think they have to make up, you know?
I don't know. They would have to worry about that if it happened. But I hope, we have gas enough to get through this.
Well, do you think they have school tomorrow?
Oh, definitely. There's definitely school scheduled for tomorrow, yes.
There's definitely school tomorrow.
Right.
Well, it's nice talking to you. Now,
good talking to you. Have a good day.
Okay.
This is Wacky. Good morning.
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
I got some tribute questions.
All right.
Okay, do you know anything about Woody Allen?
Well, I don't know. Ask me. I'll see.
Okay. Multi-choice answers, okay?
All right.
When he was a teenager, he launched himself onto the road of fame by A, washing dishes in a cafeteria, B, doing imitations of movie stars in nightclubs, C, writing jokes for television comedians, D, playing in chess tournaments.
I give up.
Come on, take a guess.
Chess tournaments.
No, C, writing jokes for television. Okay. In most of his recent films, his co-star was Liza Minnelli, Goldie Hawn, Goldie Hawn, C, Diane Cretton, D, Sally Struthers.
Well, I'll take a wild guess. Diane Cretton, or whatever her name was.
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who produced the first Frankenstein movie ever?
Okay. Who produced first?
Very famous man.
First Frankenstein movie.
More famous than Woody Allen.
Uh-uh. Is he still alive?
No. I think he died in 1936 or somewhere thereabouts. The movie was produced in 1910. Are you ready for the answer?
Yeah.
Thomas Edison.
Really?
The first Frankenstein, he invented the projector, the movie pictures. And so he produced movies for a while.
Is that really?
Amazing.
Right.
What about the first president ever to be born under the U.S. flag? See, now before this time, they'd all been born under the British flag because this was a British colony.
Right. The president before Lincoln? I forgot who it was.
What was that guy's name? It wasn't him, but I can't think of his name. What was his name?
I really don't know.
Wow. He was a jerk, though. No, it wasn't him.
Who?
This guy, the guy before Lincoln, I think, was a jerk.
Mm. Yeah, get all the cities in civil war, the colonies in civil war and all that mess.
All right, well, I'll tell you who it was.
Okay.
This is going to shock you. No, I'm just kidding. Martin Van Buren. So you'll learn something when you tune in this program.
Sure do.
That's right.
You know, I'm writing a 6-page report on Edison, Thomas Edison. And
what?
That was something that they don't have in the history books.
Well, you have to put that in there. What have you found out about Edison that was neat?
Okay. He was deaf. he got, let me see.
Partially deaf.
Everybody had to shout at him, you know, for him to hear.
The teacher thought he was a dummy.
Mm-hmm. He only had 3 months of schooling. Let me see. His mother was a teacher, and she taught him most of his schooling. His father didn't think much of him. His brother was a homosexual.
Was he really?
Mm-hmm.
How do they know that?
Well, they got in here, was kind of, they got, they got a hand in this book, and it's going, they got little arrows going up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, Thomas, what was his name? I forgot about his name.
Well, that's all right.
Isn't that a shame? And he was the 7th child. And I'm supposed to have this in by Tuesday.
Hmm. Well, you can put in there that he made the first Frankenstein movie ever produced, ever anywhere.
Okay. Okay. I wanted to say the station identification, but...
Well, say it anyway. Say it anyway.
WAKY, Louisville.
All right. Thank you very much, neighbor.
Thank you.
This is Wacky. Good morning. You're on the air.
I want to talk to you about the weather.
Yeah, all right.
That's what I think, too. Listen, you're talking about us, big deal. Well, anyway, listen, instead of them turning our thermostats down, making the schools cold and so forth and so on, why don't they close down these restaurants, the beer joints? It stays open at 4 and 5 o'clock in the mornings, and the bowling alleys, the things of that nature. That would save a lot of gas.
Well, of course, the same way they're asking you to turn your thermostats down, they're asking these places to have limited hours. And any time you close one of these businesses, though, you're putting people out of work. And
that's what I say, they're putting people out of work. But these beer joints that stays open at 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning, that's ridiculous.
Well, that's why I say beer joints are people who work there, too.
Oh, man.
They are asking them to curtail their hours, and the governor had a warning for them, you know, saying, don't abuse this. Go ahead and close.
Well, I think it's awful the way I haven't even seen it mentioned where they say close down the restaurants. That would keep a lot of people. Of course, they might open the hospitals up, too, for a lot of alcoholics that go into DT.
Mm-hmm.
But it would conserve energy. I mean, it would, really.
Yeah, well, I saw the governor on TV today, and he did ask that all these businesses cut back their hours.
Man, I think they should. What's this I heard a while ago about someone thinking it was the end of the world?
Yeah, I heard some ladies talking in the hospital, and they were saying it's the end of the world.
Oh, really? You believe that?
No, I don't believe it. Do you?
No.
But it does seem like it's been here forever.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot to come yet, according to the Bible, before the end of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that.
Are you a student of the Bible?
Well, I'm not a student of it, but I do read it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's quite a bit of things yet to come, according to the Bible, that there's not quite time for the end yet.
So you think the end is coming. How soon do you think?
Oh, I don't know. No one can predict that. But I don't think it's too much further off, really.
Say 30 years so?
Oh, I'd say that.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything's a-changing. If you look around you, you can see where everything's changing.
A lot of people believe that, and a lot of people laugh at the people who believe it. I don't know.
Well, I've still got small children yet, and I hope to pray that they are here and gone a long time before the end of time. But, you know, but this winter is, I mean, this is the first time that I've seen a winter like this in years and years.
What's the worst winter you can remember?
Well, I remember the 1937 flood. That was a mess.
Was that caused by rain or was it snows?
A little bit of both. Cause as I, you know, as far as I can remember,
uh-huh.
I remember when Broadway was going down Broadway in flatboats.
How high was it there at Broadway?
Pretty high.
Like 6 feet, 5, 4?
Well, I don't know, but my father went down it, and he went down Market Street, too, because I was with him on one trip and mm-hmm. scared to death.
I imagine.
But that's a lot of water. And in the 45 flood, I remember that was horrible flood, too. But, you know, really, I've been giving it some thought here lately about the end of time being near, or maybe that I, you know, anticipated. Because of different things. I mean, you can see the world changing. Haven't you ever noticed it?
Well, it has to change. Of course it's changed.
I mean, it seems like it's changing sooner than it should.
Well, you could attribute that to a lot of things. Our technology is speeded up, and everything is speeded up. We've learned more, and so we can do more, and of course it causes change faster. So you could attribute that to that. I don't know.
Well, it seems like we're running out of everything. You know, like they say we're running out of energy. We're running out of the water's being polluted.
Yeah, but also at the same time they say that, you have scientists coming in and say, all right, we're running out of these things, but there's hope over here in solar energy. There's hope of desalinating the seawater very cheaply, so we'll have plenty of water and everything and taking care of all the pollution. There's hope at the same time.
Oh, I believe that.
So I don't know about that, but I thank you for calling in this morning.
Yeah, but I just thought I'd remind you of the beer joint.
Right, I appreciate that. Thank you for calling in.
W-A-K-Y-3-5-D-7-D-9.
583-8803 589 WAKY from our direct line to the National Weather Service. Partly cloudy, cold today, low 5 to 10 above. Partly sunny, not as cold tomorrow, a high of 25. Monday night's low 15 degrees. I think we have, where did I lay those temperatures? Here it is. 6 degrees. Current temperature now at WAKY. Let's see, southern Indiana has, looks like typographical error here. 9 degrees. No, that's not right. 4 degrees. Southern Indiana has 4 degrees. Central Kentucky has 4 degrees. And it's 6 degrees at WAKY. Got winds at 10 miles per hour. So let's see, what does that do with the wind chill factor? See, 60. Makes the wind chill factor equivalent of minus 9 degrees. Exciting, huh? Back to the phones. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Hi.
How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
How do you like this cold weather?
Don't ask.
Don't ask. You know who this is?
Who?
Guess.
I give up.
I knew you would. It's Ralph.
Ralph, how are you?
I'm doing okay again.
Been taking pictures?
Oh, taking pictures? How did you know I took pictures?
I know everything. I know, see, hear all.
Remember me telling you about a year and a half ago when I was on your show the first time about what was going to happen with the natural gas?
Yes.
And it happened, didn't it?
It sure did.
So, I know a little bit of thing. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about all this?
What's to think?
Well, I don't know. Why do you think caused it? Do you think it's something we're doing wrong?
well, it's something we did wrong 33 years ago when some guy came up and said, hey, Congress, you know, in the late 70s or early 80s, you're going to have an energy problem if you go at your present rates. Well, we kind of increased faster than he thought at the time, and they didn't do anything, so this is where we are now. I mean, you go back to your constituency and say, well, back, say, around the 1940s,
mm-hmm.
and said, okay, there's going to be an energy crisis in 1979. Most people say, well, the scientists will solve it. This will be okay, fine, dandy. We're not going to worry about it. And that's basically what they did. But they didn't fund any of the programs either to step up energy development. So now, when they finally funded it about 2 years ago, technology hasn't caught up with the lack of energy.
Yeah, the problem, yeah.
So, yeah, matter of fact, if you're interested, I've got the United States, how they what are the priorities in the United States energy goals for the next, up to the year 2000.
Yeah, what are they?
Okay, highest priority from now to 1985 is conservation in buildings and consumer products, industrial energy efficiency, transportation efficiency, and waste material energy. Or waste materials to energy, excuse me. Near-term increases in energy supply, direct use of coal by utilities and other industries, nuclear converted reactors, and enhanced recovery of gas and oil.
I don't think we're living up to those goals.
Well, these are just now. They were just set this year.
Oh, I saw. We're not anywhere near them. I think the oil that we're importing now is up to 48%.
We were importing over 50%. Not too long ago.
Really?
And then we came back down to 48%.
Well, when this stuff first hit, I think it was 35%.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're
not
capable of producing our own oil over 50%, but it's cheaper to buy abroad than to produce wells that don't produce too well.
Cheaper to buy abroad?
Uh-huh.
That's amazing.
Because you take a well that doesn't produce, you know, without a great deal of drilling or something like that, oil that is, you know, hard to get at. It's cheaper to just buy oil that's easy to get at from the Arabs than it is to go after this oil in hard-to-get places.
But it looks like it would be better for us to pour the money into our own economy.
Paying
for the wells instead of pouring into the Arab economy.
It gets down to what's cheaper and what people are willing to pay and things like that.
I see.
Gets in all that nitty-gritty of who's going to get the money.
Yes.
So, anyway.
It's the guy who's got the natural gas. That's
huh?
who. The guy who's got the natural gas, he's going to get the money.
No one's got that, though.
Well, we'll see.
At the rate we're going, no one's going to.
Right. They ought to, you know, Mayor Lugar, when Richard Lugar was mayor of Indianapolis, he did a study, and he found that they could take all the garbage and sewage from Indianapolis and put it in one of these things to make gas out of it, and there'd be enough gas for the whole city.
Yeah, methane gas.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the new priorities is to use waste materials to energy, which is taking body waste and taking animal waste and taking materials from things like landfills and things like that and making methane gas or converting it directly into heat to make steam and turn electric turbines and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's a mess.
And when this stuff comes out, it's good for fertilizer.
Right, where the leftovers are.
Right, the leftovers.
So, you know, the thing of it is, it's just getting technology that's not yet really developed and turn it into a developed technology with no bugs in it.
All we need is garbage.
That's hard.
Garbage.
I like the sun better. It's cleaner.
Yeah, the sun is nice. I like the sun.
It definitely helps out. Yeah, everything comes from the sun. Didn't you know that?
That's true. It does.
Eventually. We just got to wait 2 million years and we can start all over with this rampage on energy.
That's right, Ralph.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I got back from California 2 weeks ago. I got back from Florida a week ago.
Amazing.
And I like it down there a lot better than up here.
Yeah, why didn't you stay in California?
Why didn't I? Well, it's very simple. My money.
Well, get you a job out there.
That's what I'm thinking about doing. It was nice 78 degrees out there.
I know. I saw those films they showed on the news, and I said, why don't I work in California?
Well, Key Largo isn't bad. It was 75 down there last week. So that's not too bad, although it was 30 at night. That's unusual.
Now, I heard about some of those temperatures in Miami, and I want California.
You want California?
Yes, even though it is slipping into the ocean.
Well, if you're going to slip, you might as well slip in the ocean out there, I guess.
Yeah, you may as well do it hot.
Well, anyway.
Thanks for calling in, Ray.
Take care of yourself.
All right, call again sometime.
Will do.
This is the Wacky Talk Show. Good morning.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing good.
This is Don.
Don.
I'm at work. I thought I'd call in. I work over here at, I'm not going to tell you the place, but I make donuts for a living.
Ah, somebody would probably say, why isn't that place closed?
Because this place never closes.
Ah, they never close.
No, they always keep their doors open at all times.
That way these poor people who are driving out in this cold weather can stop in for a donut and a cup of coffee.
That's right. I thought I'd not talk about Gary Gilmore. I'd not talk about the yellow snow. Or I'd not talk about school. I thought I'd talk about the Beatles.
The Beatles.
Yes. Are you a Beatles fan?
Yes.
Okay. Did you know that there are many Beatles fests that are being organized across the country? And as far as I know, the closest one to Louisville, they're going to have one in Chicago. And I'm not really sure when it's going to be. I just read it in the paper, and I thought maybe you knew something about that.
A Beatle Fest?
Yes.
Now, I haven't heard about that.
I think the first one they had was about 74, and they invited all the ex-Beatles to it, and John Lennon showed up.
Hmm.
And I think the only reason he came, he said, was because he was a big, devout Beatle fan himself. And, I don't know, I thought maybe Louisville could have one, but you know how Louisville is, they usually don't have too much.
That sounds like a good idea.
I'm sure we have many Beatle fans around here.
Yeah, there are a lot.
But
including the people who work at the radio stations.
Yes, yes, and seeing how Wacky plays a lot of old Beatles songs, seeing how there's not very many new Beatles songs. But I was just wondering, maybe they would have one. It's something that I'd really like to go to.
I will recommend that to the management of this radio station.
Well, I'm going to make my conversation short, because the last time I called in the Wacky Talk Show was 2 years ago.
2 years ago? What'd you talk about then?
They had a guy on that claimed he was Paul McCartney.
Oh, no, I heard that show.
And I asked him some trivia questions, and I stumped him on every one.
Oh, no.
So, he said he was a Beatles expert, and I wanted to cut him down a little bit. And
I think he thought he really was Paul McCartney.
Maybe he was. I don't know. But I think that's when Gary King just took the talk show over from you.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that program.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was disgusting.
Oh, well, that's all I wanted to say. I wanted to say hi to George, and maybe you can play an old Beatles song after the talk show for me.
All right, Don.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
It's 2:39. This is Wacky. I got to tell you this. Prior to John Kennedy, there had never been an American president who had been in the Navy. Never. But since John Kennedy, every president is a Navy man. John Kennedy was in the Navy, Lyndon Johnson, Richard Nixon, Gerry Ford, and now Jimmy Carter. They're all Navy men. How about that? Wacky, hello.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, if this weather didn't do but one thing for us, it did something.
What?
That Mike Griffin runs around his house in his shorts. No, seriously. I listened to a television program the other day, and there was some scientist on there, and their talk was this, that every 10,000 years we have had what they've called the Ice Age. We have already gone to 12,000. And he seemed to think that maybe we were entering the Ice Age again, which I have no idea, and he didn't say how long it would take for the cycle to really happen. Now, whether this be true or not, I don't know. I do agree with you that I think the governor's wrong in closing down industry and keeping the schools open, because people have to work with the cost of living today. How are they going to feed the school children if the fathers are not working? Another thing, children are getting up in the wee hours of the morning, but it's the coldest, going to school, to cold rooms. This is going to make a lot of kids sick.
Yeah, I think they talked about moving the opening time for schools up an hour.
Well, I think they should. In fact, I think they should close the schools, and if nothing else, do what they did over in Indiana. I heard them say they were going to, I think it was Clarksville, one of the small towns over there, they were going to teach the children by television, give them so much to do and have to take it back to school, you know.
Yeah, that was on the radio. It was in New Albany, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Louisville, they put some stuff on Channel 15 for a while. I don't know what the details were on that, though.
But I do think that there's a lot of places that could be closed, but not where the working man with gas rates and electricity and things like that. Utilities are so high now.
Yeah, how's your gas bill been running?
Oh, don't ask me. It has increased at about 75%. And I am trying to, economize with it. But I do keep the thermostat down. And although I have hot water heat.
A lot of people are seeing their gas bills for the first time higher than their mortgage on their home.
Yes, but the thing about it was that the increase was before this cold weather.
I know it. They were ready. They knew that it was coming.
Evidently, they must have. But anyway, I think we'll make it through it all right. We always have. At least I hope so.
Well, what about Jimmy Carter? How do you think he's handling this? Or do you know yet?
I'm not sure. This is an awful big situation. Almost the whole United States is just the far west, you know.
Yeah, they have a drought now.
Pardon?
And they're having a drought.
That's right. And he's got a big job on his hands. He stepped into something that no other president has really had to cope with.
Yeah,
I'd hate to have it on my shoulders, I'll tell you.
Yeah, prices on food is going to go crazy this year.
Oh, yeah.
Florida got frozen out. California.
Oh, I heard on the news the other day that oranges would be $1.98 a dozen.
Terrible.
Well, I just won't drink orange juice.
That, no coffee.
Well, I got to have a coffee.
Got your addiction you got to feed, right?
Oh, just a couple, two cups in the morning, that's all.
Rationing yourself, or is that the way it's always been?
Well, that's the way it's always been.
Oh, that's good. Maybe you can cut down to one.
Yeah, I hope so. But anyway,
I only sing the chocolate ice cream song, and I can only do that ever so often, and it's been too recent past that I've sang it.
Your voice went dead because you're not running around in your shorts, I know.
That probably has something to do with it.
What about this? Oh, listen, there's one thing I want to ask you that I think is really an insult in one's intelligence, and that is waving the wallet. That is ridiculous.
It works.
Oh, it does not work.
Well, you can sit there and not do it if you want, but those of us who have tried it, it works.
Coincidence.
Well, it may be, but
right.
But I don't want to take a chance.
Oh, I thought you had more intellect than that.
Well, I may have more intellect than that, but that's the level I've sunk to.
Oh, is that it?
Maybe. I don't know. It works.
Well, at least you admit it.
It works. It works.
No, it doesn't work.
It does.
You couldn't possibly.
Well, all I know is when I wave the money, I wave the wallet, I get the money, and when I don't wave it, I'm really tight on funds. That we've got more men in military service in recent years than we did in all the years before. You can see how it's possible.
Oh.
Like World War II, we had just millions of men. World War I, there were millions of men. Korea, Vietnam. We've had the bulk of all the soldiers in this century. So you can see it's possible that they're alive. Well, anyway, that's something that's neat and it hits you. Anyway.
Okay.
That's it. Thank you for calling in.
Good night.
And telling me that it was James Buchanan.
Okay, well, anytime.
All right. It is 2:54. This is the Wacky Talk Show. Good morning.
Yeah, what's your subject tonight?
We don't have a subject.
Well, I just sitting around trying to call in.
Ah, well, what's on your mind?
Did you see the movie Carrie?
No.
Well, I was reading the book. I thought I'd call and tell you about it. About this girl with all these, powers and stuff.
Do you fancy yourself having powers like this?
Yes, I'd love to have all them powers.
What would you do if you could go in and do anything to anyone?
Oh, I'd get back at all my enemies and stuff, and kill all these people and get all the money out of banks and stuff.
I think you can get 40 years for bank robbery, long time.
I know, but I could just go in there and kill everybody in jail, okay?
They'll
keep me in that jail.
Well, what finally happens to Carrie?
After they pour pig's blood on her high school prom, she locks them all in the school and sets the whole town afire. And then her mother stabs her, and then she pulls her head off and all this stuff.
So is Carrie dead at the end of the movie?
Yeah.
Well, you see what you got to look forward to if you have those powers?
Yeah. The movie, the end was different than the book end.
The book, she was... What happened
in
the book?
The book end, she reached up out of the ground, a bloody hand, and took some flyers. And in the book... She pulled her head off and then fell over dead.
So she died either way?
Yeah.
Well, if you do get those powers, Your friends eventually will have the last laugh because you will be dead.
Yeah. Well, I just sitting around. I only listen to talk show when I don't go to school, and I ain't going to mom, so I'm just sitting around and thought I'd call in.
That's terrible. There's school scheduled, and you're not going.
Well, I don't go that much anyway.
One of those terrible people who sit in the back of the classes, right?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Well, I was just sitting around saying on my dresses, so I'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a good night. Wacky, good morning.
What's good about it?
I give up.
Well, I heard you talking about waving the wallet.
Yes.
That doesn't work. Every time I wave my wallet, I have bad luck.
Wallet waving has become a controversial topic. Some people swear by it, and some people don't. They swear against it.
That's why, I swear against it.
Wow.
Well, last time I waved, I had a lot of bad luck. And
well, what specifically?
What specifically?
Yes.
Well, especially right now, okay, I don't have any fuel. I don't have any water. Both cars are broke down. Let's see what else.
That's pretty bad.
I don't have any way to get to work, anything like that.
Oh, your water's frozen up?
Yeah.
What kind of fuel?
Fuel oil.
You can't get any?
No, I've called and called.
Have you called a cold line?
Yeah, I called that, and they said, well, move in with some relatives or something like that.
That was nice of them.
Yeah, if I do that, though, you know, I walk to work anyway.
So how are you keeping warm?
Well, I just stay up. I got one of those little space heaters. And my wife, she's 7 months pregnant, so I got her at her mom.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're there all alone?
All alone by myself.
In the bitter cold.
Well, it is so cold inside the trailer that when you wake up and breathe, you can see your breath.
Wow. I think we should all get together and move out to California.
That doesn't sound bad.
Do you see the films on TV? The girls walking around in the bikini, the sun shining down, the nice surf in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see those?
What, was it on TV?
It was on TV. They've been showing that stuff to make us sick.
See once in a while.
And there, that nice, beautiful girl walking along the beach in the sunshine just coming down, warming everything. Gosh.
I listen to you just about every night. And this first night I wanted to call another time because I listen to some people and it seemed like I was saying, well, we're talking about tonight. I wasn't going to say that.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't.
I wanted to call him before. I guess I can imagine what I sound like on it.
You sound like you.
Yeah. I sometimes have some interesting subjects and then sometimes keep going there. Well, Gary Gilmore and the school and all stuff like that. And sometimes, I guess, people hear it every night.
Well, we try to be interesting and informative.
It is. Very informative. Some people get on there really, in with what they're talking about. But some people, I don't know, they get on there and hang up on you.
Yeah.
I imagine it's disturbing for you.
Could be. I'll never tell. Thank you for calling in.
Alrighty.
This is Wacky. Hello. Coming if you hear me. Good morning. This is Wacky. Hello. Kevin, if you hear me. Nobody there. This is 79 WAKY Louisville, the fun spot on your radio dial. And this concludes another exciting edition of the Wacky Talk Show. And I hope all of you are feeling up to par this morning. Now, I was thinking about the term up to par and where it came from. And I thought, well, maybe that came from golf. Because when someone is up to par, it means they're playing a good game, par for the course and all that junk. Don't know a lot about golf, but that seemed reasonable for me. But then I found out that there's this old guy, lived to be 156 years old. His last name was Parr, and this was in the 1700s. And the king heard about him, brought him down to court, and of course the bad food and everything caused him to die about 5 or 6 years later. But he lived to be 156 years old, and this guy's name was Parr. And so it became the fashion in England to say, are you feeling up to par because this guy was just fit as a fiddle and jumping down and stuff, picking his corns off his feet by himself. He's just limber and nimble and everything. And that's where that really came from. Well, I'd like to thank you for calling in this morning. Enjoy yourselves. Have an exciting day. And I hope that you're all a little bit cold. Not a lot cold, because that would mean you don't have any fuel, but a little bit cold, that means you got your thermostat at the correct temperature. Thank you very much.
Mike Griffin, 79, WKKY.
Good morning, everyone. It's 301, Mike Griffin, 10cc, and the things we do for love. Wacky and Trig Black present a very special evening with Burton Cummings and Kessler's Friends, Monday, February 21st, the Memorial Auditorium. 307 WAKY, Mary McGregor, torn between two lovers. WAKY, 310, Mike Griffin, Wacky gives away TV game sets for the best snowman in Kentucky, Anna. Details from Sergeant Snow a little bit later this hour. WAKY, with all the best music this hour, music by John Lennon, Procol Harum, Joe Simon.
Wacky.
Everybody, get down. 327 WAKY, Joe Simon.
Wacky.
I don't know what it means or what you'd have to do to get down on the floor and let the good times roll, but sounds like something to try sometime. Climb aboard an old-time steam locomotive and even ring the bell at the Kentucky Railway Museum. For more fun things to do in Louisville, check the Louisville Visitor's Guide free at the Visitor's Information Center uptown at 5th and Broadway, 5th and Walnut. The Shelter House provides counseling, temporary housing, medical, food, and referral service for youth under 18 who have run away from home. For information, call 584-3181. West Enders of Louisville, if you're looking for a job, if you're seeking a job, you can do it closer to home now. Visit the new West End branch of the State Employment Service at 1809 South 34th Street. We have the following school information. Closed are Bullitt, Oldham, Shelby, LaRue, Trimble, Hardin, Henry, Washington, Marion, Breckenridge County, Hart, Meade, Carroll, Garrard, Fayette, Nelson, Mercer, and Scott County. All closed. Open, Jefferson County Public and Catholic Schools open except for Strathmore Preschool. Holy Angels will open 1 hour late. Kentucky State University in Frankfort open. Springdale Preschool also open. The following schools in Indiana are closed. Franklin, St. John's Lutheran, Switzerland County, Cloverport, all closed. Open in Indiana, South Harrison, buses will be 1 hour late. North Central Harrison, buses also 1 hour late. Providence, open. Spring Valley, open. Paoli will open 1 hour late. The Roush Preschool and Workshop will be open. New Albany, Floyd County, kindergarten through grade 6, will have no school. Classes will be given on radio, but all elementary teachers should report. Students in grade 7 through 12 should report. There will be school for grade 7 through 12 in New Albany, Floyd County. Bus transportation will be provided where conditions permit. Greater Clark County schools will be open, and West Clark Community Schools will be open. From our direct line to the National Weather Service, partly cloudy, cold this morning, low 5 to 10 above. Partly sunny, not as cold today, a high of 25. Tonight's low 15. Currently 6 degrees from WAKY. WAKY, 3:39, 21 minutes before 4 o'clock. Cold this morning, cold, low 5 to 10 above zero. We got 6 right now, WAKY. WAKY, 3:45, Mike Griffin, alcoholism is a sickness. If you have a drinking problem, call AA at 582-1849. 3:45, 15 away from 4 o'clock, Procol Harum, A Whiter Shade of Pale. One of the records that's forgotten. You've forgotten all about Procol Harum, right?
No.
Well, now, Procol Harum is back. WAKY, Green Grass and High Tide, it's the Outlaws. Here's a tip from your Better Business Bureau. If you can't afford to pay cash, make sure you know what the credit will cost you. Wacky Kentuckiana weather, low tonight, 5 to 10 above zero. Partly cloudy, not as cold today, high of 25. 6 degrees now at Wacky. WAKY, 408, Mike Griffin, John Lennon. Imagine Wacky giving away TV game sets for the best snowman in Kentucky. And tales coming up. 411 WAKY, 11 minutes after 4 o'clock. Wacky and Trig Black present a very special evening with Burton Cummings and Kessler's Friends, Monday, February 21st at Memorial Auditorium. February 21st, 1st. I know I could get it out. WAKY, 424, Mike Griffin. Wacky gives away TV game sets that play handball, tennis, and ping pong. The best snowman in Kentuckiana. Rose Royce, Car Wash.
Sing it with feeling your
singing it on the radio. 427 WAKY, Mike Griffin. Good morning, everybody. Climb aboard an old-time lean steam locomotive and even ring the bell at the Kentucky Railway Museum. For more fun things to do in Louisville, check the Visitor's Information Center downtown, uptown at 5th and Walnut. Bring new hope to the retarded. Be part of a program aimed at helping mental retardation. Join the Council for Retarded Children of Jefferson County.
The Federal Trade Commission, alias FTC, gives you the right to cancel door-to-door sales of $25 or more within 3 days. Know your right as a consumer to the 3-day cooling-off period. Call the Department of Consumer Affairs at 587-3595. Wacky Kentuckiana weather from our direct line to the National Weather Service. Partly cloudy, cold this morning, low 5 to 10 above. Partly sunny, not as cold today, a high of 25. Monday night's low 15. Currently 5 degrees at WAKY. Wacky with all the best music. 435. This is Heart. WAKY. 444. Build a snowman. Tell Wacky Sergeant Snow about it. Maybe get a TV game set. Details within minutes on Wacky. WAKY. It is 449. 11 minutes away from 5 o'clock. If you're a compulsive gambler, Gamblers Anonymous can help. Just give them a call at 587-6866. Nowadays, you have to have an education to get ahead. For information about adult education, call 361-3223 or visit Richard Redman at the Jefferson County Adult Learning Center, 3442 Preston Highway. Wacky Kentuckiana weather from our direct line to the National Weather Service. Partly cloudy, cold this morning, low 5 to 10 above. Partly sunny, not as cold today, a high of 25. Tonight's low 15 degrees. It's 5 degrees at WAKY. 5:04, 4 minutes after 5 at WAKY, Wacky gives away TV game sets for the best snowman in Kentucky and details from old Sergeant Snow later this hour.
Wacky!
WAKY, 5:09, Wacky gives away TV game sets that play all kinds of stuff. Details coming up on Wacky. Mary McGregor at WAKY. Wacky and Trig Black presents a very special evening with Burton Cummings and Kessler's friends. Monday, February 21st at Memorial Auditorium. 13 now after the big hour. Joe Cocker, goodbye with a little help from my friends. It's 5:32 at WAKY. Jefferson County Public and Catholic Schools are open except for Strathmore Preschool. Also, the New Albany Floyd County Schools are open. Grades 1 through 6, kindergarten through 6, no school. Classes will begin on radio, but all elementary teachers should report. Students grades 7 through 12 should also report. Greater Clark Community School will be in session. West Clark Community will be in session. Ford Truck Plant closed today due to parts shortage. 5:32 at WAKY, 28 minutes before 6. WAKY, 5:35. Wacky Kentuckiana weather next.
Convenient of America.
How nice. Wacky Kentuckiana weather from our direct line to the National Weather Service. Slightly warmer. High today, 20 degrees. Low tonight, 8. 6 degrees now at WAKY. Thank you, Reed. 5:41. Good morning, everybody. I hope it's a good morning. 5:51 at WAKY. Mike Griffin, hello, everybody. I'd like to say happy birthday to Johnny Ferguson this morning. Also like to tell you that there will be school in Jefferson County today. Both public and Catholic schools, except for Sarah Moore Preschool. 5:52, 8 minutes away from 6 o'clock. Gary King in this morning for Bill Bailey. Kiss on Wacky. Gotta make it authentic, don't we? Song called Beth.